This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Tuesday carried out an airstrike against al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, the first strike in the country since President Joe Biden came into office. Al-Qaeda-linked insurgent group al-Shabaab is seeking to topple the government and establish its own rule in Somalia based on its own strict interpretation of Islamic Sharia law. In a statement, the Pentagon said the strike took place near Galkayo. While the United States has frequently carried out airstrikes in Somalia against al-Shabaab, this was the first since January 20th when Biden took office. The group's campaign of bombings and gun attacks has targeted Somali military bases and civilian infrastructure, including hotels, bars, and schools in both Somalia and other countries in the region. Iraqi families laid to rest loved ones on Tuesday who were killed in a deadly bombing that claimed at least 30 lives just hours earlier in a busy market in Iraq's capital. The funerals were held for the victims of the blast the night before in a crowded market in the Baghdad suburb. Iraq's military says it concluded an investigation into the bombing and found it was caused by a suicide bomber. The military said in a statement that at least 50 people were wounded in the attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack that occurred a day before the Eid al-Adha holiday, when many residents were out shopping for gifts. The White House said Tuesday it is exploring ways the United States can aid the people of Cuba engaged in anti-government protests and also hold the Cuban government responsible for repressing freedom in the island nation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Tuesday the U.S. is working to identify Cuban officials responsible for attacks on peaceful protesters. You're listening to VOA News. Jeff Bezos blasted into space Tuesday on his rocket company's first flight with people on board, becoming the second billionaire in just over a week to ride his own spacecraft. The Amazon founder was accompanied by a hand-picked group, his brother, an 18-year-old from the Netherlands, and an 82-year-old aviation pioneer from Texas, those two now being the youngest and oldest ever to fly in space. Bezos said, "Best day ever," when the capsule touched down on the desert floor in remote West Texas after the 10-minute flight. Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket soared on the 52nd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. That's a date chosen by Bezos for its historical significance. He held on to it even as Virgin Galactic's Richard Branson pushed up his own flight from New Mexico in the race for space tourist dollars and beat Bezos to space by 9 days. Unlike Branson's piloted rocket plane, Bezos' capsule was completely automated and required no official staff on board for the up-and-down flight. Blue Origin reached an altitude of 106 kilometers, more than 16 kilometers higher than Branson's ride on July 11th. A South African court granted former President Jacob Zuma's request for a delay in his arms deal corruption trial on Tuesday and adjourned proceedings for 3 weeks. Zuma this month started a 15-month sentence for contempt of court. It was a ruling that triggered some of the worst unrest in South Africa in decades, including violent protests and looting. A government official said Tuesday that 161 shopping malls, 11 warehouses, and 8 factories had been extensively damaged in one province alone. There were fears Zuma's latest court appearance could lead to a flare-up of violent protests from his support base, but that has not materialized so far. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said Tuesday the Delta variant of COVID-19 is the cause of more than 80% of the new cases in the United States. Fauci also said the authorized COVID-19 vaccines in the country are still more than 90% effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths. The highly contagious Delta variant was the first found in India this year. It has since become the dominant strain of COVID-19 in the United States and has been detected in more than 90 countries worldwide. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky said Tuesday deaths from COVID-19 in the United States have averaged 239 per day over the past week. That's nearly 48% higher than the previous week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.